are ready to begin our board meeting tonight. We welcome you to the Logan Board of Education meeting tonight. It is October 27th, and we are thrilled to have the people here who are here. We do want to mention that we do have a public comment sign up that is over on the table if any of you are wanting to give public comment during that time after we do our opening ceremony and our recognitions. All right, we are going to begin. I'm really excited about this tonight. Our opening ceremony is going to be done by Mrs. Ray's basic skills class at Mount Logan Middle School. And she has with her Felipe, pronounce his last name for me right.
Candelario.
All right. And Levi Karchner and Esther Williamson are here. They're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance and also give us a literacy moment. Come on up, please. And we also are really lucky we have Lisa Ray, who is their teacher. We also have Kira Robinson, who is here. She's one of the interventionists at the school. And also Terry Palmer, who I have been told is the best aide anywhere. And photographer.
Please do me and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
He said. In our class, we take reading very seriously. While reading, we can take our minds and imagine many different places. Every year, we do a scene at the pumpkin walk, and we try to stick to something important that is happening at our school. Last year, our scene was about bullying and standing up for those who can't stand up for themselves, being a friend. The pumpkin walk just ended, and the theme was "That's Funny." So we knew that reading can be everything. It can also be funny. We read Captain Underpants, an attack of talking toilets in our room, and as a classroom, created our scene. If you don't know anything about Captain Underpants, it's about two smart and responsible kids, George and Harold. Whenever anything bad happens, George and Harold are usually responsible. They hypnotize their principal, Mr. Krupp. We wish we could do this to Mr. Guyman. Whenever someone snaps their fingers, he turns into Captain Underpants, a superhero who fights crime and can only be turned back when he was water poured on his head. Reading is in Richard. Thank you.
Levi, will you come up? We want you to let us know who your parents are that are here. Let's have everybody wait right there. And we want to know who your, if you have your mom or your dad or somebody in your family here, could we please have them stand up? Are they, yay. And we would like to.
Yep.
Okay, let's stand up. Thank you so much. Students, we just appreciate you being here. That was very, very special. We appreciate all you've told us about your wonderful class at Mount Logan Middle School. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have anyone signed up to do? All right, we have one person who has signed up, no, two people who would like to give input tonight. We remind those who are speaking that we have a three-minute limit. We have Joe Tennant and then Jenny Johnson.
My comments tonight are concerning the civics test that the state legislature sought to impose upon local school district students to graduate from high school. Sometimes you've heard the saying, you know, make lemonade out of your lemons, but sometimes the lemons are just bad. They're just really, really bad, and there isn't any use to make lemonade out of the lemons. This civics test is a bad lemon. It is a hoop that students just have to hop through to get through school. I think by putting a serious effort, trying to cobble together some test that's meaningful for students to pass is a waste of time. And it also encourages those very same people that came up with this idea in the first place to even do more of it in the future if we take all the responsibility for taking their bad lemons and turning them into lemonade. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Joe. All right. We also have Jenny Johnson.
Thank you for letting me take the time, and congratulations to the soccer team. Excited for you guys. Mine's more just like a quick comment, and I apologize that I couldn't be here last week when you guys had the construction meeting. I mostly just want to say, as a developer, my husband's a developer, and I work a lot with him, and kind of had 15 years of having been able to pick facades, pick interiors. Obviously, we are residential developers, not commercial. It is very different. But as I have learned and gone through the years, I've learned quite a few things about picking things that are timeless and learning things between trendy and timeless colors and things and on a building and on interiors and things. As I read through the article of the Herald Journal and what they said, and actually I agree 100% with what the architects were saying and his quotes that were put in here. But then when I looked at the image and looked at the colors and the things that they were putting and pulling out, and I understand that obviously all these things were kind of pulled and put together to show you, and they're not necessarily going to be together in the school, and I understand a lot about budget because I do a lot with that kind of stuff too, because I do multifamily housing, student housing, all that kind of stuff. But thinking and looking, when you look at Utah State, what's your favorite building at Utah State? And most people's favorite building? Old Main. There's a timelessness about it. And when you guys have discussed and talked about the new school, a lot of the new school that you talked about is the Brigham Young Tower and what you want there. And a lot of the quotes that were put in here were this talk about sophistication with school spirit twist and appropriate for older adolescents. But yeah, when I turn and look, it's the colors are seem much more younger and juvenile, and the tiles were very busy. And so I don't know. It just seemed to me that there needs to, like I said, this is just completely my opinion, and you guys have control over all of this. But I have gone back and have that when I pick on a building, I have to say, okay, it's going to be here for 50 years. It's up, you know, if it's there and I don't like it, or anyone doesn't, it's going to be here for a long time. And we have tiles going down toward the band room that are, I don't know how old. So having something that's there that is timeless and sophisticated, that's putting these kids ready for, you know, the next stage in their life. I just don't want another B&R building interior or a three-story purple tower interior. You know, I just, it's more of a, I have apartments with olive and, you know, gold sinks that, you know, everybody loved in 1975. So anyway, just some considerations. You know, I know. Anyway, so thanks.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
We have similar concerns, and those color boards will be available. There are some things that are happening with them, and the way the colors were not necessarily true in the newspaper, really
they're
indicative.
They're not those colors at
right.
all.
Right. Okay. It was the color palette was not.
Yeah. And I know you're very limited with budget and what materials are available.
And actually, we'll invite you to come and look at the color board sometime. All right? That would
love
be great.
To. I
know you would appreciate the full color board.
So, thank
all right.
you.
Thanks for your input,
it.
Jenny.
Thanks for your hard work.
Thank you. All right. We now get to recognize students. And Jim, are you representing Principal Ogden?
Yes.
All right. The first thing we're going to do is recognize Logan High School academic All-State students.
So we had three academic All-State from cross country, Elliot Wilmore.
Is Elliot here?
Yeah. And from tennis, Kayla Hughey. And from golf, Stuart Hopkins.
Wonderful. The Logan Board of Education honors Elliot Wilmore for achieving academic All-State representing Logan High School in boys cross country. The board recognizes you for your talent, service, teamwork, and dedication as a student athlete and wishes you success in your future academic and interscholastic endeavors. Elliot, congratulations. And then we have Kayla Hughey, who's part of she receives academic All-State for representing the Logan High School girls tennis team. We recognize you also for your talent, service, teamwork, and dedication as a student athlete and wish you success in the future. And then we have Stuart Hopkins for achieving academic All-State representing Logan High School boys golf. And we recognize you again for your talent, service, teamwork, and dedication. I have a question for all three of you. What's your average grade point average? Oh, all three of them are 4.0. So we will be recognizing these students also as valedictorians later this year, as long as everything goes well. We would like you to introduce your parents if they are here.
My parents aren't here, but they're James and Jenny Wilmore.
Thank you. My parents are Brett and Julie Hughey.
My parents are Elisa and Richard Hopkins.
Oh, wonderful. We appreciate you.
Congratulations.
It's amazing. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Stuart.
Congratulations.
Way to go, Stuart. Awesome. Way to go, Emily. Say hi to your mom. Just go ahead and take that home.
Congratulations, Elliot. Nice voice. We're
going to
move this over this
way. I just want to say that I coached for 20 years at Logan High and had a handful of academic All-State athletes, and they're just our top students, and I really commend these three students for being recognized as academic All-State. It's really a great honor, so congratulations.
Yeah. I am so thrilled that we are able now to recognize the Logan High School girls soccer team. When you won over the weekend, I said, we've got to get them there on Tuesday while it's still exciting. We would invite the girls soccer team to come forward. It'll always be exciting, but while it's brand new. Come on up. And their coaches, please. Coaches, please come up as well. Coach, will you also come up? And if are any of your assistants, move over some. That's why I moved this over. You can stand in front. You can
cover the hose.
Yeah, it's the cord. So.
Yep, squish together. We'd rather look at you guys.
I can start.
Yeah, can you start? Go ahead. Tell us something about these wonderful people.
Well, this has been an awesome year. I mean, they started out with some big wins over 5A schools and then had an awakening or two, and then they just went on a tear. And, you know, I saw a lot of the games, and I saw the semifinals and the finals, so it was just a joy to watch this team play. And Sven, I think you need to come and say something about your team. But he's done an amazing job, and just congratulations, ladies. That was a remarkable performance at the state tournament this year and throughout the season, so. Sven Rasmussen.
All right. Well, the first one we want to recognize is we present this certificate to Coach Sven Rasmussen. Come on over, Coach. First year coach for girls soccer, and we just congratulate you so much. And we also have certificates for assistant coach Tracy. How do we pronounce Tracy's last name?
It was Haley Tracy. But.
Oh, it's bad. Yeah. We got to redo this, Stacy. And then we have Andy Parker. And these are hard to separate. And Cody Clausen. And then we have the team members. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the names, and I'm going to let you, and then I'm going to hand it to you, and we'll have the appropriate girl come up, okay? Because he should know all of you. All right, so this is what is on all of our certificates. The Logan City Board of Education honors the Logan High School. It just almost makes me want to cry. Girls soccer team, 3A state champions. We present the certificate of achievement to. We start with, we have the name, and then the board recognizes you for your talent, service, teamwork, and dedication as a student athlete and wish you future academic and interscholastic success. And the first one we recognize is Samantha Aguilar.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of these girls
aren't here. That are doing other activities. Yeah. We know that. Abby Craig. It's Pawnee, I know.
See you.
Pawnee is not here. Brinley Williams. Alexis Olson. Bianca Saldivar is not here. Erica Hubbard. Congratulations. Stacy Estrada. Zoe Clark. That's why we have coach here to take them. Demi Lopez. Veronica Sullivan, Marissa Dixon, Tori Eliason, Ju Parker, Michaela Arnold, Aspen Tremaine. Thank you. Shannon Jensen. You know, we've got a big group here, but we know it takes a large group to have a successful team. Carly Lopez. Megan Hollingsworth. Casey Larson. Zoe Rich. Julie. Jaylene Dallas-Quest. Sorry. Madeline Walker. And that will be, you know, these shirts are going to be very valuable in the future, right? Save them for your 20 and 30 and 40 year class reunions. Megan Christensen. Kennedy Michael. Nicole Nye. Lindsay Jensen. Okay, we're missing one, or we're missing any more. Looks like we have two. Anybody else here? I'd like you to give your names right there to Stacy, and we need to redo this one as well. So, what is your name? Sydney Chaddick. Is that Chaddick? And what is your name? Alexandra. Well, we appreciate all of you. Board members, do you have any questions or comments to them?
No, we're just proud of them.
Hey, I'd like you to rub off on volleyball because we're going to state tomorrow. So can you all talk to the volleyball players and let's do the same thing for volleyball?
Could
good job.
We have all of the volleyball parents stand up?
Soccer.
Chrissy, stand up for the volleyball parents. Yeah. Could we have all of the soccer parents please stand up? We know it takes your support or these students would not have achieved what they've achieved. It's pretty amazing. So we will redo this one and get your two. We would like you to organize yourself and turn here so you can move forward a little bit so that everybody can shake the rest of the board's hands. So, yeah, you lead out. Follow along. And you can
awesome.
Shake your coach's hand if you want to.
That is awesome. So keep it up.
Yeah. Very
way
much.
To go.
Proud
good
of
job.
So proud of
senior?
You. Thank you.
I'll see you next year. How about you?
Congratulations.
Aww, at least you go out on a high, right?
Congratulations.
Good luck. Are you a senior?
We're proud of you guys.
Oh, we'll see you next year then.
Congratulations.
Junior?
Thank you.
Oh, good job. We're going to see you in a couple years. Good job.
Awesome.
Keep it up.
So
way to go.
Of you.
How
you
fun.
Guys
I love
so
your
great.
You guys are awesome.
Yep.
Thanks for representing us. You
guys
did
great.
Good job. Way to go.
Congratulations.
Keep it up. Good job. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Thank you for all you did.
Good job.
Thank
way
you.
To go. We'll see. Are you a senior?
Congratulations.
Oh, good job. We'll see you guys next year. Way to go. Good job.
It's good to see you. Congratulations, Sam.
Sam, you're awesome. Way to go.
Congratulations. Yes. Our next we have an award that we're going to recognize Hillcrest Elementary, and I'm going to have Eric come up and also all of you who participated in this come up, and we'll let Eric introduce it because he understands better than the rest of us this wonderful award.
Come on over here. We had just a really neat opportunity last year, and we wish that Jackie Lowry was here because she really was the spearhead of this movement and our students as well. You know, part of our charge, our mission as a district is to have students be able to provide them opportunities to help them be successful in life. And I heard a great quote yesterday from Muhammad Ali that said, service is our rent for living on planet Earth. And so at Hillcrest, we have the unique opportunity to provide some service to our planet and be able to do some things to help our environment. And so led by Jackie Lowry and our green team, we feel like we just did some kind of cool things at Hillcrest. And so... Is it okay just to share a few of those? Is that all right?
Yeah.
I had to write them down because there were so many. So we one of the things we did is we held a Breathe Utah assembly at our school to try and just educate our students about things that we can do in our this valley here that sometimes struggles with our air quality. And I don't think it was any coincidence that last year, every day was a Green Air Day.
It's because of what you
I know. I'm telling you, we did something right. So we also did some idle-free campaigns and actually did a little research project with Randy Martin from Utah State to see if some of the things that we had worked with our idle-free campaign helped our environment during our pickup and drop-off. We also implemented an EPA school flag program where the students put out what color flag it is for the air quality that day. And again, it was green most of the winter. So we also, I'll just maybe go here. We had an Energy Star rating certified in 2011 and due to its drop in energy usage. We had an Earth Day event that was led by Andrea and other PTA members and awesome parents that involved the entire after-school program, approximately 100 students, grades 1 through 5, and then also we instituted a school garden at our school, which is really cool. And Andrea and Kate, Andrea did some awesome stuff. Susan McMurdo also. I don't know. Can't say enough great things about the students and the parents at our school because we couldn't have done it without them. And so thank you very much for recognizing us. We appreciate it.
We have certificates for those who are here and also for others, but would like to recognize Eric Marquardt for his leadership here. Congratulations. And Andrea Melnick, is that how we pronounce it?
She's also a fourth grade teacher at
our
school.
Oh, wonderful.
As of 2 weeks ago.
And Susan McMurdo. Here, Kate. Okay. And Jacqueline Lowry.
She's not here.
Not here. Kate Stevens.
She's not here.
Not here. Kay Madison Cloward.
She's not here.
Sarah Ann Delaney is not here. I know Sarah Ann well. Paul DeMorgan.
Yep.
Holly Strand. I hope we have the right name for the last person. And then these get hard to maneuver. Jennifer Duncan.
That's her.
Kate.
Two ways.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much for your involvement.
We appreciate the innovative things that we're doing at schools and getting our kids involved with real life science. Thank you so much, and we'll give these to you to give to the other people.
Thank you.
Will you please shake hands with the rest of the board?
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Eric,
thank you.
Always great. Great job.
Way to go, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good job. One of the things that we have wanted to do is have more celebrations in our district. Often we have events happen or we have the big awards such as the clean team or the state championship, but we also have some really other great things. And so right now we have a celebration that we're going to talk about with the Student Leadership Grant and Superintendent, if you'll introduce this, and then we'll recognize some principals and their involvement.
Certainly. Let's go ahead and have Eric Marquardt, John Taggart, Cindy Ware, and Jed Grunick please come up here. These are the principals of Hillcrest, Adams, Wilson, and Bridger Elementaries. All four of these schools are currently using the Leader in Me program. And they all wrote grants this past year to help fund activities that were designed to develop student leadership at their school. So what we've asked each of them to do, when we first received notification of the grants, we thought, well, we could go ahead and bring them in and celebrate now that they received the grants, but then we decided it would be better if we waited till they could come and celebrate what they've been doing with the grant money. So not just that they got money, but what they're doing and how that's impacting their school. So I've asked each of them just briefly give us a summary of what they're doing at the school and the impact that they're seeing that have on students. So now that I've just raised this, I'll lower it just a bit.
Oh, really?
I'm being considerate.
Thank you. We wouldn't want to embarrass those of you who aren't going to be able to reach it. Wilson has joined the Leader in Me team, and it's been really, really fun to watch students and teachers be able to showcase their leadership. One of the really great things this year is that we've
been able to have students keep their own data, and they call it the Leadership Binder. And so I just brought some samples so you could look at the different grades. They go from first grade to fifth grade, and they have a variety of different things that they're keeping, but mostly they're keeping information that goes along with our school improvement plan and our student learning objectives, so they know that by like November 13th they need to be at this place, and the students are keeping track of it. At our parent-teachers conferences, the children were able to show parents, this is what I'm working on, so it was really great. If you haven't been over to our building for a while, we've had an opportunity to really build the culture and as far as the decorations, and so that's been really, really nice. You go in the building and you're able to see the seven habits everywhere in the building. And we put together three action teams for our teachers that go along with our theme, and they all serve on that and come up with different things that we can do in our building so that we can celebrate learning, loving, and leading. And we were able to, you know, do some expectations and some brochures. So right now, we're really enjoying all the work. We have 100% of our children have a leadership role. Last year in March, we had our leadership night, and every single child had a part of the leadership night. It was really just so amazing. And the kids love it. They are capable, and they are just working very, very hard. And so we've really enjoyed the leadership grant.
Over at Adams Elementary, we have we're kind of the newest member to the Leader in Me team. This is our first year officially as a Leader in Me school. We started that process last year. And we've had some exciting things that we've been accomplishing and doing. One of the big excitements we had is we had a big kickoff and introduced the Leader in Me program to our parents and our families. Now, we have a school enrollment, including our preschool and kindergarten, of about 360 students. Well, we had about that same number of people at our first parent night here a few weeks ago. Our record for a parent involvement night was around 240 students. We planned and prepared for about 275, 300, and we had well over 350 people there that night to celebrate and to recognize and to experience some of those traits and skills that we're teaching to our students. We ran out of pizza, and we ran out of water, and we ran out of everything else, but it was an exciting time. Some of the exciting things that we've been doing with it is we realize that we need to get the students out in front. So we put our students take, and they lead our morning announcements. We started that at the end of the year last year, and we had a wonderful celebration when we were able to take the student who'd been at Adams through her entire educational experience and career. And initially, she was what was called a selective mute. Her first word that she spoke in school was in third grade. She went that far without speaking a word. And then towards the end of fifth grade, she actually went in and she shared and she presented for about 5 minutes the announcements over the intercom at school. She stepped up to celebrate and to lead that way. It was an exciting thing. We think it was easier because she was talking into the phone system and not having to actually talk face-to-face to a person. But she actually spoke the words, and that was a big celebration for us. We actually take the fifth-grade students do it for the first couple of weeks, and then the fifth-grade students mentor and teach the third and fourth-grade students how to do this. So they come into the school or into the front office, and they actually practice and rehearse how to give the announcements and how to share the information. And then with their fifth-grade mentor standing over them, they then share that information. That's one of several different ways that we've been sharing out, and the students have been taking on a leadership role. Every student in our school has a leadership capacity in their classroom or in the building. It's kind of exciting. This grant was about, for our school anyway, it was about $8,000. And a key piece of our celebration and part of being a leadership is for students to take responsibility for their own learning, for students to set goals for themselves and then to strive to achieve those goals. The leadership notebooks that Sunday shared is an evidence of that. We've set some specific goals and individual goals in reading, and then we're using a lot of the funds from that grant to go in and provide some of the rewards and incentives and celebrations for the students for what they're doing and what they've accomplished with that. This is going to include, we have a fall festival coming up where we're going to take an hour here on this coming Friday and do all kinds of crazy fun activities for those students who worked hard and strived and achieved their own individual, at their individual level, learning goal. We'll do some other fun celebrations and opportunities later on as we go throughout the year, but there's a lot of great opportunities here, many great things that these other schools have done. But that's just a sample of the things that we've done at Adams Elementary to celebrate leadership and involve our parents and get our kids involved in how we're using those funds. Thanks.
So we're in our third year of the Leader in Me at Bridger, and it's going really great. Our focus this year is on worth and potential, and our paradigm that we're trying to build with every single person that comes in our building is that every child that comes to Bridger has every bit the same amount of worth and potential as any other child, and they can grow up to do anything that they want to do. But we have to see that in them and reinforce it to them. So we're using the money from the grant to create an environmental features that communicate worth and potential, our interactions with students, celebrating their successes. We got about $15,000 from the grant, and some of that will go into teacher training, taking them to a conference, having trainers come into our building, and working on our school environment. So I want to share one thing real quick. This is from our school's Facebook page. John was wondering why I was looking at Facebook while I was waiting in line. And it's because I really love Facebook. But we had a student, a current student at Bridger, I don't know what it's called, review our school. And I saw that come on. I'm like, oh, man, this could be bad. But she says that Bridger's the best. Everyone is a leader. We don't have bullies. We help the bullies become better people. So that's what we're going for.
I just liked Bridger Elementary, by the way.
That's awesome, Jed. You've already heard from me, so I'll be short. We have action teams as well. I want to report on one of our action teams. And I am under the impression that if you give an action team a really cool acronym, then it's going to be awesome, right? So we have our SWAG team, the School-Wide Academic Goals Team. And their whole goal is to come up with a scoreboard. Because every time you go to a sporting event, what's the first thing you do? You look at the scoreboard, right? And you want to see who's winning, you know, how much time there is left. So at our school, right, Maggie, we have, our theme this year is Hillcrest Leaders Go for the Gold. And so we are going for the gold. So our as we track our reading minutes, then as we reach a certain level at our class, then we get bronze, then we get silver, and then we get gold every quarter. So it's kind of fun. So as you walk in our school, you'll be able to see that, and we hope that you see evidence of our students reading and learning and doing some great things and leading not only in their school, but also in their home and their community. So go SWAG.
Just as before we let them sit down, part of our district mission is to ensure that we're providing opportunities for students to develop skills, attitudes, behaviors, et cetera, that put them in a position where they can create a positive future for themselves and for their community. Developing the student leadership skills, the social skills, et cetera, that are part of that, there are a lot of different ways to do it, and these four schools, under the direction of their principals, have put some very concrete things in that we're seeing some very positive, have a very positive impact on their students. So we just congratulate them and thank them for what they're doing. Board, would you like to shake their hands?
We would like to shake their hands, always. They could even go backwards from what everyone else did.
Oh, yeah, that would be
they know how to do that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Way to go. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much. Way to go. You're awesome. Keep it up.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
Good job, Eric.
Thanks. Appreciate all you do, Jen.
Okay.
No, yeah, you missed that one.
So if you're on the SWAG team, do you develop a swag?
You got a swag?
That's what I got.
Okay. See you.
Thank you. We have really great principals, and we just appreciate all that they do. And we're going to try to do more of these celebrations throughout the year. Next, we have our informational items. We have our Parent Teacher Association president here, Becca Crookston.
Okay, so we have dues come due every month. So they have to pay it by the 25th, and then we still sometimes get more the next month. And so it's not like a dead set final, but I'm going to give you a where we're at. So as of not this month, because I haven't got the totals yet, so hopefully next month I can tell you more, but 341 members of PTA for this school district so far. But I do have three schools that have not reported back to us that I'm pretty sure have some membership. So hopefully I can give you a better, bigger number next month when we have that calculated. I want to tell you that November 11th at 6 o'clock is the Reflections Awards for the Council. It will be in the Mount Logan Auditorium, and you are, of course, invited to that. We are, again, under that quick deadline because we don't have a region director. It gets tricky with how we have to judge our schools and then our council and then off to region is so fast. So we don't have a long time, but we do have enough time that we get to have an award ceremony, and we're excited about that. And then I am starting something exciting, right? Exciting. I'm going to be bringing a school with me every time that we do this little report. And so today I have Wilson with me, and they are going to report about what they have been doing at their school. So
great.
Wilson PTA, and they get to share with you whatever they want. I told them whatever they've been doing, but tell them your name and your position.
Sure. Hey, everyone. My name's Heather Sanchez. I'm the president of the PTA at Wilson.
And I'm Elizabeth Blanchard, the treasurer.
So we just first wanted to, I don't know if Miss Sundy is still here. There she is. But we just wanted to let everyone know that Wilson really has the best support. We have fantastic support from our principal and teachers and staff, and that's really allowed our PTA to be able to grow. And as of right now, we have over 147 members, I think was our last total. And that number is still growing, so we're very, very happy with that. We have just hundreds of volunteers within the classroom. And one of the terms that I heard used today that I liked is quiet momentum. We have all these people behind the scenes that are in the classrooms reading with kids, working with children every day, and planning all these activities that go on. And so some of our events that we have coming up or that have already taken place this month, we had our walk to school day, and we used our leadership team. But just Miss Sundy's kids, they helped walk the students from a nearby church. We bused them there, and then they all walked to school. We had a poster contest in conjunction with that, and prizes given out that day. We've also had a teacher appreciation meal that was given during the SEP conferences, so our teachers know that they're appreciated. We have our reflections competition, which is ongoing. Our deadline for that is tomorrow, and we've already, I think, we're approaching 20 to 30 entries, so we're excited to see kind of where that leads. We have so many volunteers that are coordinating things such as like working in the book fair, helping with the school varnish, the school pictures. We have a volunteer that does the food backpacks that go home every week. Our school sends out 37 backpacks with kids for the weekend so that they get food. And we're also having parents work with the Parent Empowered Mini Grant through the Bear River Health Department. And they're giving us money to help educate parents on drug use and alcohol use throughout this community. And I know that there's like the parent seminar going on tomorrow night, and that's part of this grant too. So we have this week Red Ribbon Week. There's activities going on every single day. We have our students really, really busy trying to keep them going. And then Thursday is our big event for October, which is our fall festival. It'll be from 6 to 8, and it's open to the whole Wilson community and anyone else that would like to attend. We're gonna have games and a spook alley, photo booths, treats, all kinds of good stuff, and it's free. So this is something that the PTA sponsors 100%. And do you have anything you'd like to add?
No.
It's a busy week or a busy month for us. So.
Yeah. And Heather Sanchez has been awesome. This is her first year as president, but she has just coordinated all the volunteers and PTA board members. It's been a wonderful year at Wilson.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you so much. We appreciate all that PTA does. We know that you are the heart that really helps run the school, and we thank you so much. We now have Margaret Downs, who is our Logan Educational Support Professionals President. I did go to the pan sale, I want you to know.
Good, good. Too bad Sunday left. I was just going to mention about the Leader in Me program. It functions in the lunchroom as well. Often I can say, oh, where do I see a good leader? And they are quick to pick up garbage off the floor or clean off their lunch table or the breakfast table. So all I have to say is, where's a good leader? And I have them right there quickly. So that's a fun thing to do. Today I'd like to, first of all, on November 19th, will be Thanksgiving dinner at elementary and high school and middle school. I think they're doing the same thing. But you're welcome. You're invited to attend to any school that you'd like to. If you want to go to whichever school, if you call and just kind of make a reservation. If you come to Wilson School, the lunch ladies there will pay for your lunch. So all you'll need to do is just call and make a reservation in the office, and we'll love to serve you lunch. We start serving at 10 minutes to 11.
And that's the same with all elementaries, right?
I don't know whether they'll pay for it, but
about the,
Wilson
that,
School.
I can pay for my own
lunch.
Well,
Wilson School lunch ladies would love to pay for your lunch if you come. So, but that's on the 19th. So.
And it runs from 10:50
to about quarter to 12. That's when
all the elementaries will be that.
Pretty close to that time, I think. I'm not positive. Kind of depends on classrooms, and but I think it's close to that. Might be a little earlier in some buildings, but just need to check that with the others. So, but today I'd like to talk a little bit about the maintenance staff. I emailed Don Bell to ask him about a little snippet for the people that work for him in the maintenance department, and I found it really interesting, the thing, so I'm going to share them with you. He says, as a department, we are faced with an average of 150 to 200 work requests from the schools each month. That's a lot of work. These requests can be from anything to a car not running properly, to a broken piece of furniture that needs repair, or a leaky faucet, or a broken kitchen appliance, which I can attest to, and everything in between. Along with these requests, we have the added task of keeping up with the scheduled preventative maintenance on all parts of the building grounds, fleet vehicles, and the air conditioning equipment, just to name a few. We are also continually working on improvements to the energy usage of our buildings. Dakota Rich is our carpenter and all-around handyman, and he always goes out of his way to fix or repair anything as quickly as possible. Dean Clark is our plumber. I have to make a funny note about Dean. During fall break, I live right across the street from the school, so I watched Dean over blowing out the system. And I thought, oh, look, he's brought his dog to work with him. There was a little dog. I don't know whether it was his dog or a neighborhood dog was following him around all over the field. But as he was blowing out that the equipment there, so that was kind of a funny thing. But he's great. He's always the first one on a project that others may not want to tackle. And I know that Dean is not really a licensed plumber, but he sure learned how to be a plumber. Really, he does a good job. Nelson is our electrician, and he's always making great strides to update the district lighting to make it more energy efficient. Mike Olson is the HVAC technician, and he's continually performing a balancing act to keep temperatures comfortable for our students and staff while maintaining the energy standards also and the policies. And last but not least, Gordon Colton is our mechanic and all-around machinery repair person. Gordon takes great pride in his work and always makes great effort to make sure all of the district vehicles and machines are in good working order and doing whatever they need to have done with them. So, and we appreciate Don, too, as he manages those guys and comes around and makes sure that things are running well in the school. So that's my report for today, and I hope to have some other people in the LESPs that are doing good things throughout the rest of the year. Any questions?
Thank you. Wonderful. We appreciate you, Margaret.
Thanks.
All right. Our next report is from our Logan Education Association President, Rayanne Hansen.
Good evening. It's exciting to be here. This is an exciting time, I think, for the whole district, with the soccer team and volleyball team going to state. It's been a long time, hasn't it? And I listened to all these celebrations with the elementary schools and whatnot, and a lot of good things happening thanks to
you good folks and the administrators and all our teachers that make it work, and our great kids. The other day someone asked me, what do you like to do after work in the evening? And I guess I got this blank look on my face because, as you can all relate, there's not too many of those nights that if I'm not at a meeting, I'm kind of becoming a meeting junkie. There's volleyball games and football games and all kinds of exciting things going on. We're at the end of our first term. We're a quarter of the way through the year, so we're just marching on and things are happening. As far as the LEA, we've concluded our assessment literacy training. Mike Mudrow and Jeannie Papernick were our facilitators there, and they did an outstanding job. And we had, I don't know, a dozen people maybe go through that training, and we're planning to, or looking at maybe offering that again in the spring or early spring or late winter. We'll see. Take a temperature there. Just wanted to make sure all of you are aware. I was going to come last time, but could not. That with Tammy Pfeiffer coming tomorrow at 7 o'clock at Mount Logan Middle School, and the title of her presentation is "Changing the Narrative of Public Education." And I'll tell you, want to come and be there, because I don't want Ann coming back and saying to all of you, dang, I wish you were have come, because it was so awesome. Because we all know Tammy, and she's a real asset to public education and a friend of Logan High and the Logan City School District and just education in general. So she has an outstanding presentation, and we're just glad that she is coming and going to present that. We've also invited Box Elder and Cash and Rich to come, so hopefully we can have a full house and listen to what she has to say. Lastly, I just want to say from our ARs, we're just hearing a lot of good things about the SAC committees that are in the school and the positive things that are happening there. That's been a great venue, I think, for people to come and share concerns and solutions and ideas. So we appreciate Frankie kind of got that going, but it's
that been kind of he did.
Okay. Frank, thank you. And I think we're hearing just some good things about it, so thank you. And again, thank you to all of you for all that you do. Questions?
Well, I just hope that you'll excuse me tomorrow night from the visit with Tammy. I'll be supporting Logan High Volleyball.
As so. You should be.
So I have heard be. That presentation, though.
Oh, good.
And it is very, so very, very dynamic. So.
And who are you inviting to that, Rayanne? Is that basically teachers, or who have you opened it up to anyone else?
Basically, just the teachers, and then I think we were going to shoot out to community council leadership and PTA leadership. Did you get the memo? So, and then the school boards and...
Well, good, because truly that narrative is something we all need to work on together.
And we went back and forth about...
Who do you invite?
But space is limited, and we felt inviting the county and other teachers was probably more beneficial, but so...
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank appreciate you, Rayanne. All right, and then... Last but not least, we have Jim Peacock, who is president of our Logan City School District Administrators Association.
So along with the state championship in soccer, we had a couple other region championships. Football won the region, and tennis won the region championship. So we've just had a lot of great performances from our students this the start of the school year. In addition to our athletics, we had 10 administrators go to Provo last week and complete the evaluator certification training. And Doug Beach reported back to me that he felt they learned a lot about the Utah effective teaching standards. Certainly we're aware of those. We've been working with them for a while, but apparently this training, I will be going in November, so I'm not, I don't have that experience yet.
And in the end, we'll have everyone have been trained, right?
Correct. Yeah. I believe about half the administrators were trained.
A little more than half, but yeah.
Yeah. Another thing I wanted to share with you came from Mount Logan. And I was there for a few years, so I know some of the teachers. And Eric Bingham is a science teacher. And he sent this email to Daryl this week. He said, I thought you might appreciate the comment that a student made in class today when I was trying to implement some tasking strategies. The student said, why are all of our teachers suddenly doing this type of thing? Sounds like the implementation is working, and he has seen personally a huge increase in student engagement as he's tried to implement the tasking strategies that he's been taught. So I know he's a great teacher, and I can just also report that the professional learning community work that we're doing at Logan High, I'm working with the English department, and Shane's working with the math department. And I know that there's work going on in all the departments, and they're coming back. I've worked with the social studies department as well, and they're establishing their essential learnings. But it's the same work that we've been doing for however long we've been in education, but I think it's a lot smarter way of working, and I think that there's attention paid to every student and how they're performing on every standard that's involved in the curriculum. And so I'm excited about the work that's going on in the departments and actually in the teams. So
thank you, Jim.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jim.
We have really great people in our district. Our next item of business is our consent calendar, which consists of action on minutes dated September 22nd, October 13th, October 21st, expenditures and receipts, personnel, and extra pay for extra services for licensed personnel. I need a motion on that.
I make a motion that we approve the consent calendar.
Right, it's been moved by Christy Cooley. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right, it has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of approving the consent calendar, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, our action item tonight is action on the final graduation list. Every year we have a tentative graduation list that we look at in May, and as a Board of Education, we are to follow up on that list and know what's happening to our students.
Principal Peacock, or Vice Principal Peacock, is going to come up and share some information. Again, Principal Ogden requested that we excuse him. He's at his daughter's final volleyball game tonight, so we excused him, and Jim's here to fill us in on that report.
So I asked Lynn earlier, you have this list that Principal Ogden, he gave this to me, but we had four early graduates that were on. This is a non-graduation list, and four of those students actually did graduate a year early. And then the next eight students are in our adult ed program. Seven students were recorded as dropouts. Three of those are special ed students that are still working with their case managers periodically. We had five foreign exchange students last year. One student took and received his GED. The next nine students are in our special ed program, and they are still at Logan High. And then we had four summer graduates, and there was one student that was withdrawn because of medical reasons.
Right, that's the... Do we know what's happening with those seven? Well, two of them are special ed case managers are in contact with. Do we know about those other five at all? Are we...
With the dropouts.
The true dropouts. Do we know, is anyone working with them, following up with them?
I can't give you a detailed answer. I know that those students weren't, the special ed case managers are still trying to contact them, but there's three of them actually.
Okay, actually three are.
But then the other students are, you know, they're not responsive, I guess.
As those contacts are made.
Right.
Any other questions about that? I'm thrilled to see how many are in adult ed. That's good.
I appreciate this list, you know, it just helps us to understand where all of our students are. Yeah, I appreciated that, Jim. Thank you.
I think something that's relevant to look at is first, if you look at the total size of the graduating class, that first of all, if we start to say the students who did not graduate on time is, first of all, a very small group. But then secondly, as we look at what's being done with them, we see that even after graduation comes around, there's still an active effort to hold on to them and say, okay, you're three class sessions shy. You know, let's get one more assignment in. Let's get this going. And I think that speaks volumes about the individuals that we have over at the high school working with these students saying, you know what, we're not going to just say, eh, graduation came, you weren't ready. We're going to go out and we're going to keep reaching out to you. We're going to keep trying to support you. And we expect, my last communication I have with Dave Long, who's oversees this, is that we do plan on having some more graduates over the next couple of months as they work through adult ed and continuing to do that. So just kudos to the Logan High staff for the work that they do in continuing to work with these students to get them that diploma.
Thank you.
Well, and I also think it's critical for our legislators to understand that, because oftentimes they look at our demographic or our percentage of graduation and think, well, why? You know, why is your rate so low, or why isn't it higher? But when you see it, you know, in this form, really, we're doing a pretty good job, because a lot of those kids probably never will graduate, and it just makes it seem more positive than what sometimes it's reflected by our
Well,
our legislative people.
Look at the four early graduates and the five foreign exchange students that we recorded as non-graduates. I mean, that's,
yeah.
That's
and the four who graduate early is by state law they may, but then we have to, by federal law, count them as a dropout. Okay? And also that we have to count those severe students or the special education students who are provided student services until they're 22, because they don't graduate with their cohort, their class, they're counted as a dropout or a non-graduate, when we know that the best thing for them is to stay with us. So
very good.
Appreciate that update. We need a motion on the final. So, in other words, it's that list we had in the spring with the explanation on these students. Is there a motion?
I'll motion that we accept the final graduation list.
Okay. It's been moved by Lisa. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right. All those in favor of adopting the final graduation list, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We will now move to report from board members. Lisa.
So I attended the Edith Bowen Governing Board meeting, and one of the things that they spent quite a bit of time going over were their stage test results. And they have made significant improvements since last year. Last year things weren't looking very good, but they've really done some positive things that have really made their scores raise. And they're actually looking very good now. So, I also attended the Hillcrest Superintendent Open House with the superintendent, and we didn't have a huge turnout, but, you know, I think with any of them, the people we've had there have had some very good comments, and there were a few issues that we were able to get resolved quite easily, just some misunderstandings of some of our policies that weren't updated on our website yet. And then I have also been attending the Intervention Committee at the high school. We made some significant progress yesterday, and you'll be seeing some changes coming. And it's going to be a work in progress, but there will be some pretty immediate changes coming with some other things that are planned for coming in the future. Let's see, I also had the opportunity to attend the choir concert this year. I think it's been a little bit of a struggle this year. Randy has been out with some surgery, and the concert kind of came pretty quickly for them, but they're moving along and they'll get there. You can definitely see that it makes a difference when Randy is there. And several of our students were able to attend Allstate Choir in Salt Lake and participate in that, which is a great experience and opportunity for them.
So, all right, that's it.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Christy.
First of all, I'm grateful to be back with you. I was gone a couple of board meetings, so it's nice to be back in your presence again. And I haven't reported for a while, so I just wanted to recap some of the things that have been going on in the last couple of months. First of all, I'm grateful for Ann and Lisa for coming to the Leadership Academy. We had a great turnout, and that was a lot of fun, and I was grateful that every time I turned around, Ann was right behind me. I felt like she's my little minion, taking care of me and taking my picture, and so it was a good experience, and I hope it was very productive for everybody that attended. We missed having Lynn and Connie there, and hopefully we learned a lot. It was exciting to go to the foundation. The great things are happening in the foundation. Had a chance to visit with Shanna about the foundation, the direction of the foundation, and I really feel like that we're doing some great things there. Shanna did come to Leadership Academy and did a great breakout session for me while we were there, and really got some districts in our state really excited about developing foundations in their own schools, and I appreciate Shanna for doing that. The foundation is doing a, what would you call it, Shanna, like a spontaneous scholarship. We have $3,000 of spontaneous scholarship money. Committee met to determine how that money would be given to students at Logan High, and the first one will be given out on November the 5th at an assembly. Is that our projected plan?
The 6th.
The 6th. And it was fun to be able to talk about how we can reward students for doing things above and beyond that they wouldn't normally get recognized for. So great things are happening in the foundation. They do have Dancing with the Stars coming up in April, and then the golf tournament, of course, is scheduled for August.
Do you have a date on the April Dancing with the Stars?
March. I'm looking. March 18th, yes, is Dancing with the Stars, and the golf tournament is August the 12th.
And is Frank going to be a star?
We hope. Yes, he is, actually. Good idea, Ann. Thank you very much.
I just thought it would be a good way for people to get to know
him. I think Frank's going to be a star.
My wife and daughters dance by proxy.
There you go.
I did dance with you.
I did have a couple of interactions with some elementary teachers, and I sent an email to Frank about the reading program, Ready Gen, and I would ask that we could have an update on Ready Gen soon. There's some angst, and maybe I'm just hearing the angst about that program right now, but I really feel like as a board we probably should have some update on how that's being implemented in the schools and how the teachers are handling that new transition into a new literacy program for elementaries. I was grateful for those teachers that I did talk to, that they're plugging through and really trying hard to do a good job and really implement that in a positive manner. And really think that it'll be okay, but I just think that we need to make sure that we're all on the same page with that. Had a great opportunity, as you know, to represent the board on the Logan High reinvention team. And I just want to say quickly a little thing about the colors, that those colors weren't haphazardly chosen based on personal preference. And we visited many, many schools and looked at colors, and there's a definite difference in schools who think about what they're going to do versus just slapping in a color or not a color. And we visited schools that had everything, their only two school colors, so they were all purple and all gold, which was nauseating. We also visited schools that were completely white, which was also nauseating. So there's a fine line, and I've determined that you're never, ever, ever in a million years going to make everybody happy when it comes to colors. And so I really appreciate MHTN's hard work in trying to establish colors that are timeless, and the paper really didn't do a good job reflecting the true colors. As a committee, we spent probably, hours determining the color of crimson. And so we finally determined the color of crimson because there's a million colors of crimson.
Over there already.
And so we spent a lot of time defining what the color crimson is.
So once we determined Crimson, then we kind of, it bled out from there. And so it's not, nothing is haphazard and nothing is by chance. And it was going through the whole process with Don there. Everything was, I would always turn to Don and say, how's that going to last? Is that going to be something that you can replace? Are you going to be able to maintain that? In fact, the last test we had, I said to Don that morning before the board looked at the color board, and I said, Don, how's that countertop going to be? And he's like, hand me that piece of laminate and let me get my pen out. And he actually sat there and scribbled on the laminate with a pen. And then we tested to see if it would wipe off. So he's approved everything, and we would never put anything in that building that's not quality materials for the interior. And as far as the colors are concerned, I know I've had some, I guess the color that everybody's really in a buzz about is the purple, but the alphabet carpet is only in those two classrooms. It's not in a whole wing. It's just in two classrooms
on
that bottom, in the child development lab and the young mothers program, where that alphabet carpet will be. It's not in the main entrance when you walk in the school. It's just in those two classrooms. And, of course, if the board, in the future Board of Education, want to change those classrooms into something different, they're more than welcome to do it. It's carpet tiles. They come right out. You can replace them with something different. But those classrooms also have, you know, restrooms that are capable for young children. They have sinks in there that are capable for young children. So it's just not a classroom. It's actually meant for child development.
And which, like, we haven't been able to do in the past.
And we promised our public when we closed down North Campus that we would incorporate a child development and young mothers program into the school. So we are carrying through with that promise by providing those areas that will allow us to be able to handle a young mothers program as well as a child development lab. If you look at the plans, you go outside that door, eventually there will be a playground for those young children. So it just makes sense that, I mean, if I wouldn't put the ABC carpet in the whole school, I don't think that is timeless. I think that's a little overkill. But there really has been a lot of attention and care in choosing the colors that go into there. And I really feel like it will be something that will be timeless and that our children will really, really, really appreciate being there. finally, I just want to end on volleyball. I'm going to cry. It's been a great run. And we're going to take state, aren't we, Jim? I appreciate the board for allowing me to attend that with my daughter. Oh, man, I'm going to cry. Lisa, don't make me cry. I think one of my favorite things about volleyball is the support from the Logan High staff. We've really seen a lot of staff members from Logan High, and I've watched. I almost wanted to keep a roll about who came and really had a great turnout. And every game, either Jim or Shane were there, and I appreciated even the ones that we went, you know, far away, that we really had great support from the staff. So thank you very much. And it's been wonderful. And we're going to take state tomorrow. So keep it posted. And we've got a great program. I think we're on a right path with volleyball. So it'll be a lot of fun. And if you guys are bored, come on down to Provo tomorrow and watch volleyball.
Keep us updated. Send us scores. You know, you have all our text numbers. So please
keep
us updated.
So that's all I have, man. Oh, wait, I do have one more thing. I'm sorry, USBA, I just wanted to update that they are asking us to bring three pieces of artwork, framed artwork, with us at the USBA in January, and I will be working with Nev and the art department of the middle school to acquire three pieces of artwork, student artwork, because they're trying to do a display of art throughout the state at our USBA convention in January.
That's neat.
Okay. I want to report on, you know, it's my responsibility on Fast Forward. We've had a number of things. We've had two meetings as of late, one going over SAGE, the results of SAGE. The one area where they really were successful is in science. They scored very high, and they were pleased with that. We've had another meeting that where they are searching a way that they can improve the academics of the school. And we spent some time with Richard West and stuff, and they're doing a lot of good things out there to help that. And then Frank had wanted to visit with Fast Forward And so last Thursday, Frank and I went out and was able to be there. And rather than me tell about the experience, I'm going to let Frank express what went on that day. It was really a good couple of hours that we were able to spend there. So I'll let you, Frank, when he gets to it.
Right. I went to the Logan High School Superintendent Open House. I appreciated those who attended. I think those of us who were there were kind of disappointed that more did not come, but it was provided, and a number of people stayed until about 9:30 at night, and you know, some good discussions were held. This week we do have Mount Logan Middle Schools. I have a previous commitment. I'm hoping someone can attend that as a board member of Mount Logan.
Is it Thursday night or Wednesday?
Thursday night.
Thursday night.
I can't either. I'll be at volleyball.
Because you'll be, you know, he'll live one yet tomorrow, right? And need to play the next day. So that's one that I will try to leave where I am, but I'm not sure that I can do that. Also, BATC has their new president, and I have arranged, Stacy has arranged, for Frank to go and meet the new president. He did state he would like it to be with his entire, basically, cabinet. And because of that, I'm thinking that because it's a bigger group, I'm wondering if any of the rest of you, once we get that set up, if you'd like to attend that, you know, it would be them hosting us. Anybody who would like to go down and kind of find out what happens at the ATC, because, you know, it's one thing when we were going down and he was just going to be introduced to some people, but when they want their entire administrative staff to kind of meet with him. So if any of you would like to attend that once we have the date, we'll let you know when that is going to be. Our legislative lunch yesterday was interesting. We do have, you know, when you meet with our senator, he always tells us there is no money and won't be any money. And if we understood what he understands, we would understand, you know, we would know why. And I did appreciate that some of the others did say, we rely on you to let us know how legislation impacts our districts, our district and Cache District, and as we let them know how it affects both districts, it really helps them. And so, though I left yesterday thinking, was that really worth meeting? But my thought was, the more we establish relationships. One interesting thing that I think we need to all remember, and this is everybody in this room, they asked that we have people who are pro-public education come to their Saturday morning meetings. They do their, you know, the open house at the county building, and they have all the legislators there, and they said, we really need some balance because it's often people who are anti-public ed who are at those meetings, and they really requested that we get groups of people to come and be able to make some statements about that misinformation, or this is the, you know, letting them know what really is happening with public education. And so I think that's something we all need to be aware of, that when the legislature's in, if we can have some people go to those Saturday morning meetings, I think we might be able to have an impact there. And that's all I have right now. Jeff, let's go to you.
I also went to the Logan High School building update meeting, and I just want to thank you guys that were really worked hard on the color selection and all of that. It's difficult. It's something that I don't involve myself in, because every time I've tried, it's ended up disastrous. And so I know that I don't have any color coordination skills. So, but I know there has been a lot of work in that, and I think, it, you know, to me it looks good. But like I say, every time I've picked a swatch of paint, it's turned out completely different than I thought it would, and so I don't involve myself in those things. So thank you for doing that work.
Thank you for coming. That's very nice.
Okay.
Kidding.
Let's see. I just got back from an ASBO training and had some really good training on budget and aligning budgets with the priorities of the school, and so I'm excited about that. They had some other training that was really good. Also, a few weeks ago, I went to a workman's comp meeting. I sit on the board of that, and all of the districts that are involved in that, which is most of the districts in the state, they always review our workplace safety and how we're doing. And frankly, we haven't had a stellar record in the past 15 years. But I was happy to bring home the first trophy. It's called the EMOD Hot Rod Trophy. I don't have it here tonight. We've got it in our district until December 4th. I have to take it back at our next scheduled meeting, and then we'll see if we keep it or if it goes to another district. But it, basically what it is, it's the most improved district for workplace safety over the last quarter. And so we can pat ourselves on the back. I'll bring that for one of our November meetings so that you can see that. Our plan was we thought we would really try to celebrate that, and so Paul Guyman has been going and taking it to his staff, and then he leaves it with the principal. So I think right now it's at Woodruff. And so then the principals, it's up to the principals how they want to celebrate that, winning that award, that workplace safety. But it's really quite a big, ostentatious trophy. Quite heavy.
Stanley Cup, workplace safety.
It's pretty exciting. So I'll bring that so that you can all see that
next
in one of our November meetings.
The district that has the least, that we just stay on, that we don't have workman's compensation issues.
And so that we'll see if we continue to win it. I think because our record wasn't stellar before, it kind of gave us the edge on being the most improved. But so I don't know. It's going to be harder now that we're already the most improved. We haven't had any workman's comp claims as of the time that was given. So I don't know that we'll win it the next time. But it was a positive thing, and so we're trying to celebrate that as much as we can.
Anything else? Audit's coming along well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're due to the state. The auditors, I think the report's due November 1st. And I think they've gotten everything except there's one thing that we're trying to get from, it's a work in progress report that we're trying to finalize, and we need to get some information from Hughes on that. And so we've been working to get that. But so far it looks like everything's good. They've been able to get the information that they need, and they're going forward with that. So.
Wonderful. We'll need an audit committee, and then it'll be presented to the board sometime in November, depending on when our auditors are available to meet with us. Superintendent.
Well, first of all, I appreciate Board Member Cooley bringing up ReadyGen. And I'll work with Teresa, and we'll get a detailed report ready for the board. Some of the issues that are going on right now, the issue number one is the newness of ReadyGen. Any new ELA textbooks resource that you put in place, nowadays the way they're being written by the publishing companies is they think, okay, what is every possible thing that a teacher might need, and they throw it in the book. So the books are very dense, and if you try to teach a lesson in the book from point A to point Z and follow through in the sequence that it's outlined, it can take an extremely long, it's very long. And so the first year of implementing that, we saw this at my last elementary when we implemented a new program as well. That first year, really, the emphasis just has to be gaining familiarity with the text. Because there is so much in it, it takes a while. Really, it takes a year for teachers to get familiar enough with it that they can start making judgments about, okay, I see how this is supposed to fit together now. I see how it works. And it's not an issue of training, really. What we saw in my last district as well is it's an issue of being able to get your hands on the text and work through it. So the message that we continue to try to share with the teachers is don't stress about it. It's exposure. It's gaining familiarity. That's just what we want to emphasize. And with the principals, we continue to talk about how do you support that with teachers as they're going through it. There has been some concern because it doesn't have the explicit component for teaching thinking maps and writing with thinking maps that we've been using for the last few years. We are not moving away from thinking maps. We are still using those. They're extremely effective, and our teachers have put a great deal of energy and effort into implementing them well. What we're tightening up is where do you teach the structure of thinking maps in the content of ReadyGen. And that's something that some teachers are still working through.
We're different levels of implementation with that across the district. But those are a couple of the issues that are out there right now with ReadyGen. As Christy alluded to, the biggest issue is just familiarity and its newness. But we'll get a more detailed report to you with some of the specifics that we're working on and specific supports that are in place. Recent things that we've done, had a great meeting last week with LEA. They're doing a listening tour around the district. So, Rayanne, did she leave?
She did.
I'm giving her props and she's left. I'll have to send her an email. But we were there. Rayanne has been hosting those, and they're doing it at several schools around the district. Curtis Benjamin, who's the UNISERV director, he attends, and I've attended this one with him. And it really was just, it was great to be part of that conversation with them, because when questions came up, both Rayanne and Kurt were able to answer those questions promptly. They were able to tie in the concerns that teachers had with the things that we're trying to promote at the district level. And it was just a great reminder, and we've had multiple experiences with this, of what it looks like when the Teachers Association and the district administration are able to work closely together to support teachers and to have a common vision and some common purpose. So I really appreciated that chance to go out and be with them. That also turned out, well, it could have been longer, but they were able to keep it moving because people like to ask me questions. And it just, you know, meetings can last a while, but they were great and outstanding questions that people were asking. School visits, we did have the Logan High visit this last week. We have Mount Logan tomorrow night, or the Thursday night, and then next week is our last one, is the Ellis community. After that, we'll have visited with all of the schools. And we haven't had huge turnouts at any of them, but as has already been stated, really the focus of those meetings has been to allow parents who do have questions, who do want to talk about the district direction, or who do have concerns, give them the chance to come and visit with me. So they've accomplished their purpose, and I've been grateful for the people who have been willing to come and spend some time on a weeknight, visit the school, and talk about things that are important to them and things that really do impact the direction we go as a district. The visits to Fast Forward and Edith Bowen recently have been fun. We are really in a great place to have two very different charter schools that fall under our umbrella and work with us as a district. They do have very different areas of focus. They cater to different student populations, and they have different structures and different goals. But having the opportunity to have three organizations like that that can learn from one another really is outstanding. As Lisa mentioned, Edith Bowen has seen some great progress in their students' achievement over the last year. When we went to Fast Forward, one of the really positive things there is just the environment in the building. It's a small community, and many of the things that they do and the attitude and the environment that they develop are the same types of environments that we want to use the new structure of the high school to develop. That idea of small learning communities with groups, smaller groups of students working with common teachers, and that safety net that provides. Fast Forward does a lot of really good things to promote that. So there are things that we can learn from what they're doing that are based on their structure. You know, I think they have, was it about 300 students?
No, probably closer to 240.
240. So with 240 students, you can do things differently with developing that small community. And that feel is very obvious. It was great. Two of my former students are teachers there. That was kind of fun, you know, to go in and see them and watch them interact with students. So those visits really have been exciting to see as a community, an educational community, the things that we can do to work together to make sure that every student in our community, whether they're at our schools in the Logan district or whether they attend the charter schools that are affiliated with us, that we're working together to make sure all students are getting what they need to succeed in school. And one great celebration, and Shanna can correct me if I say anything wrong, but on November 9th through the 13th, we are participating in the statewide College Application Week, where we are setting the goal of helping all of our seniors at Logan High submit a college application.
They'll be doing it during their lunch, hour. They'll be working in the media center with counselors. We have parent volunteers from the community who will be coming in to help students fill out and submit applications. The foundation will be helping cover some costs for that. And today, Shanna, she has been working with Utah State University to talk to them. Several universities in the state will waive the application fees during that week for students for whom that that fee might be a deterrent for them applying to college. Utah State wasn't 100% sure they wanted to do that. Shanna has worked with them, and they have donated a not insignificant amount of money to be used towards college application fees for our students from Logan High if they do it during a window that they've set. So that is, it's an outstanding opportunity. The reason for this week is to help students who may not be thinking that college really is feasible for them, it's not within their reach, to show them that, no, this is an option. It may be something you choose to do, it may not, but this is an option, and we're going to show you that that door is available for you. So I appreciate our foundation for their willingness to support that. I appreciate our counseling department at Logan High for their willingness to help manage it. And, of course, we're grateful to Utah State for their being willing to work with us and provide that opportunity for students. And just the last thing, as I go about and I visit schools, and we had our administrator meetings today, and as I visit with our staff and our community, just the overwhelming reminder of commitment and how committed, how many people we have who are committed to the success of our students. Visiting classrooms. I was over at Logan High last week and visited a few classrooms and got to visit with some, you know, some old friends and colleagues, and had school visits at, you know, Hillcrest and Bridger this week. And just to be in classrooms, to walk down the halls, to watch the principals interact with the students in their schools, to see, you know, Principal Gruner giving kids high fives and, you know, all of those things is just a reminder of how committed our community is. To have parents who are willing to come, you know, we joke about how long they go, but really to have a group of parents that are willing to come and sit around a school till 9:30 at night talking about what do we do to support our students and support our schools. That's not common, and that's a tremendous benefit to us as a district, and I really appreciate that. To visit with our principals this morning, you know, we spend every Tuesday morning together for a few hours, and to listen to them talking about the specific things they're trying to do to support teachers and hear them be part of our discussions of what's our direction moving forward and what's our mission and vision. I get really excited about where we're going and what we're doing, and to have our directors as part of that discussion and helping guide the discussion and, you know, helping us stay on track, really, it's just exciting, and it's a great reminder of why I chose to come here and where we're going with our community. So good things happening. If you're able to come to those last couple parent meetings, you know, anyone's more than welcome, but just really good stuff district-wide. And we want to continue. There are a lot of things that teachers are doing right now. We've had conversations about change and how do we support change, because there's a lot of change that comes down that we are required to implement, either from state legislation, national legislation, et cetera. And there are requirements that start to impact our students' abilities to graduate. I know there are concerns about the civics test. Unfortunately, if in Utah right now, if students do not take the civics test, they can't receive a diploma. And if they can't receive a diploma, they can't go on to college. And although there may be concerns about how those tests are mandated or those requirements come down, we as a district have to be judicious about what we do and what we don't do, because we can't do something that is going to end up disadvantaging our students. And that's one of the reasons why we are moving forward with, if we're going to do a civics test, we're going to try to make it the best civics test we can. So it's providing that our students with that opportunity, and we're not taking away the chance for them to get a diploma. So there are a lot of things that come down that our teachers and our principals have to work to find ways to implement. And I just appreciate their willingness to keep going and keep working with that. And we want to continue to reinforce them and thank them for that because it is challenging. There's a lot to do. And as we work through it, we'll find better ways to support and better ways to help. But kudos to our teachers, you know, across the district for continuing to make those good things happen.
Thank you. Before we go to our last item, which is calendaring, I just want to thank those of you who are in attendance. We have district directors, we have principal, we have parents here. We also have a scout. Which merit badge are you working on? Good job. We always love to have scouts and supportive parents who sit through meetings. And you're lucky. Sometimes we go for 4 or 5 hours. You are really lucky. This is a short one. And there actually was something that you can say. There was a little bit of discussion and people with different ideas. I know that's one of the things they want. So we just appreciate you being here and want you to know that we're elected because we want what's best for the kids in our school district, and we want to have the very best education possible.
Scott, can I have what's your name, my friend?
My name is Ryan.
Ryan, it's nice to meet you. What school do you go to? Okay, I'll watch for you. Nice to meet you, Mr. Dersh.
All right, you'll notice we have our calendar that's in board book, but also we need to add to that, we have a flu shot clinic that's available this week on the 29th and then November 5th. Encourage you to take advantage of getting those flu shots, and we encourage all of our staff to also be part of that. Also, families are available. We want to add November 11th, the reflections, and then on November 16th is the date that Frank and I are meeting with the BATC administration. If any of you want to do that, at what time, Stacy? At 11:30, they're wanting to do a lunch, so if anybody is able to go to that or would like to, please let Stacy know as soon as possible on that one. And other than that, I think we have everything down. We do need to remind you that in November, on November 10th, we have a visit to Ellis and also Logan High School walkthrough at 3:30, and then our work session is at 5. And then November 17th, we're on the second and third weeks next month because we don't want to meet the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. And there's, Tuesday night before, because Wednesday we're out of school. So we aren't meeting the Tuesday night before Thanksgiving. We'll be meeting on both November 10th and 17th. And then in December, we meet on December 8th. All right. Seeing no other business. I excused Connie Morgan earlier. She had some surgery, and we're hoping and praying that she'll be able to be back with us very soon. All right, this meeting will adjourn at 6:38. Okay. Thanks so much, everybody.
You didn't take my comment to suggest that we don't. Oh, no, I fulfilled the requirement.
Well, they told us we can opt out, but you can't get a diploma.
My point is that the legislation...